everybody, welcome to the $100 MBA show, where you learn how to jump off the top ropes and body slam business with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I could barely hang with that one, guys. I have to try these out sometime. I'm your host, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn why should you build a membership-based business. So there's a lot we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the benefits, the drawbacks, how to do one. So let's get down to business. Now, before we get started, I need to define exactly what I mean by a membership-based business. Now, in business school or in business terms, this is also known as a shared resource-based business, meaning that an organization has a bunch of resources or a resource, and they charge a fee to access this resource. So a good example of this is like a fitness center, right? They buy up a whole bunch of equipment, or they lease it, weights, treadmills, a swimming pool, and they allow people to use this resource for a monthly fee or a regular fee, right? So this is a great example of a membership-based business or a shared resource business. But for our discussion today, we're going to call it a membership-based business. So you could do this, in real life in a brick-and-mortar business, or you can do it online, obviously. Now, the $100 MBA is not a good example of this because you don't pay every month to access the resource. You pay once, $100, and you have access for life, right? But there are a lot of great examples of a online membership business, and I'm going to share with you some of them today, right? So I'm going to start with an example and show you some of the benefits and the drawbacks. So the first example I want to give you is a site called yogaglow.com. Now, this is a membership website. It's a website where people pay a fee every month. They pay $18 so they can get yoga instruction. They can get yoga classes that they can watch online and follow along at home. Nicole was actually a member of Yoga Glow, and I actually got a feeling of their website and got to look at what they offer for their membership. So it's a good example. Now, they charge $18, which means that they're going to need a lot of members every month to actually cover their costs and make a profit. Because if you think about it, if they get 100 people to pay $18 a month, that's only $1,800 every month they make in revenue, right? Now, they have all these other expenses because they have instructors, they have videographers that shoot these videos, and upload them. They have a tech team that puts it all together. They have customer service. They have a whole bunch of other expenses. They have hosting and all that stuff, right? So they're going to need a lot more than 100, right? Probably need something closer to 1,000 or even 2,000 members to be paying them every single month. And that may seem like a very intimidating number for a lot of people, but the internet is quite a large place to get people. So the advantage of having a membership website like this is that it's a very low cost of entry. $18 is not that much money. People can part with $18 every month and not really feel it too much, and therefore they are more likely to join. But the drawback is that you're going to need a lot of people in order to make a profit, in order to cover your costs and make a profit, because as you see, even if you have 100 people, you're going to need more than that. You need more like 1,000 people to make $18,000 a month, and maybe you can break even if you have a large production like this. If you have a small production where, it's not that, complicated, it's not live training and things like that where people actually do things, and they have like a huge library of courses. I'm pretty sure it's in the thousands of how many kind of videos they have. So that's a really good example. Now, if we move up in the bracket of online memberships, let's take a look at something like Code School. CodeSchool.com is a place where you can learn how to learn code, like Ruby on Rails or HTML or CSS. And they charge $29 a month. Now, even though it's not much of a difference, you said $18 from $29, and Yoga Glow was $18 and Code School is $29, they're going to need a lot less people now to make a profit. Now, if they have 100 members every month, they're making close to $3,000, which is almost double of what, Yoga Glow was making. If they have 1,000, they're making, close to $30,000. They're making $29,000 a month in revenue. So, small increments in a membership fee can make a big difference in your revenue. So just keep that in mind in membership. Now, a lot of people start off with memberships because they are afraid to charge too much money. They don't want to charge $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for a product, right? So it's a good way to kind of get your feet wet usually membership websites are only successful when you have lots of people in there, because you need to make a lot of money every month in order for you to, you know, again, like I said, break even. And also, a lot of these membership websites are based on a community of some sense. So a community is only buzzing when there's a lot of people in there. Now, another example of a membership type of system is, you could talk about, like, for example, in a physical brick and mortar business, like bike rentals. There's a place here in San Diego called Cheap Rentals, and they rent out bikes mainly, but they also rent out like surfboards and scuba gear and things like that. And they bought a whole bunch of this equipment, and they rent out these things by the hour and by the day. So this is a physical business that's using a membership model. Now, they do it by the hour. You might say that's not a membership, but they also have a membership type of aspect to their business. So I can pay, I think it's like $50 a month, and I can rent up to two pieces of equipment a day as much as I want for the month. And that's a way for them to make sure that they can cover their costs while kind of making other revenue by the hourly rate type of business, where people are just visitors, right? But there's a lot of people in San Diego, or they live by the beach because they're based right next to the beach in Mission Bay. And they don't have a car, or they're students or whatever. And, you know, that bike rental for $50 a month makes a lot of sense for them. Now, a new type of membership type business that's coming out these days is something called a SaaS business, which is software as a service. Now, they're selling a software, a solution that's in the form of a software, but instead of buying the software for a large amount of money, you're going to pay a monthly membership fee to have access to the software that's hosted on their server. Now, that sounds very complicated, but just think of it this way. Imagine you bought, like, this is a good example. Imagine you bought, like, Adobe Photoshop. It may cost you $500 to buy the software. You know, CS6 was the last one I think they had. And say you don't want to drop $500. You want to pay more, like, $19 or something a month. It's more affordable for you. So what Adobe is doing now is they have these cloud-based softwares where you just, they install the software on their server, and you can use their software on their server online. You have to have an internet connection to do it, but you can do it online. And you pay a lower fee, you pay a monthly fee. And it's also a way for software companies to kind of get around piracy, so people don't, you know, sell or crack softwares and share them for free and things like that. So SaaS businesses are really up and coming. A lot of people are creating their softwares in a SaaS model. A great example is that Adobe model, where Adobe's doing that now. And there's smaller companies that do that too, webinar companies, things like that, that are doing that too. Now that we went through some examples of great membership models or membership businesses, how do you kind of start one? What do you kind of have to do to kind of get started? Now, it's not that different if you're doing something in real life, like a brick and mortar business, like bike rentals or, you know, a gym or something like that. It's a large project, but the principles are the same. You got to make sure that you have your rate and your number of members equal enough money for you to make a profit and make it worth your while, right? So you got to take a look at it. So let's take a simple model. Let's say, for example, I'm going to start an online membership system or a membership business where I teach people how to groom their cat. Wow, I keep using this example, but we're going to use it, right? I teach people how to groom your cat online, and they're for cat lovers. You know, it's a very specific niche, and there's special techniques you could do to groom your cat so your cat's happy and you're happy and there's no hair all over your house and your clothes, right? So this membership website is going to cost X amount of dollars a month. I got to find out how much I can charge my members without it not being a ripoff, right? I got to make sure that it's good value. I'm over-delivering. So say, for example, I get started and I charge $14 a month. How many members do I need in order for me to be able to, you know, make a profit, to make sure it's worth my while? So you need to kind of cost it out, maybe 100, maybe 200, whatever it is. But the point is that you need to make sure that it's worth $14. Now that we discussed some examples of membership-based businesses, let's talk about how would you create one. It doesn't matter if you have a physical business or an online business. The principles are the same. You need to make sure that you're charging a fair rate and you have enough customers or enough members in order to make it worth your while, to make a profit and for you to be able to stay in business and grow and reinvest in your business as well. You want to improve and improve things, right? So let's take an example. Let's say, for example, I come from a long line of barbers. I've been a barber for 10 years or 15 years, and I want to teach people how to become a great barber or how to improve your barber skills online. I have a membership website. It's called, I don't know, barbersgetbetter.com, right? Barbersgetbetter.com. I don't know if that URL is available, but if it is, snatch it up. So barbersgetbetter.com is all about how to get better. I have training videos. I have checklists. I have a place where they can discuss different skills, a forum or something like that, a community area. And I charge, let's say, for example, $35 a month for barbers to be able to get better. Okay, so I got to figure out how many members do I need to make a profit. How many members am I profitable? How, you know, I got to look at my expenses, how much am I spending, how much is going out, you know, and just take a look at what, how much revenue I need. So for example, if my expenses are $500 a month and I need at least $3,000 of profit in order to be able to cover my personal expenses as a business owner, then I will need to make $3,500, which means I'll need 100 members at least paying me every month. Now, obviously, what's good about a membership website is that people are paying reoccurring payments. That means that they're paying $35 every single month. So you need $100. You need to maintain 100 members. Sorry, not $100, but you need to maintain 100 members every single month to have that $3,500. Now, obviously, you'd like to grow that number. So the more members you can get every month, the better. So the point is that you need to make sure that equation works out for you. All the technicalities of the website and the membership plugins and all that stuff, you can work that out. That's not today's topic, but there are some resources you can check out online about that. But the point is that the membership model is great if you are looking to attract somebody who has a low cost of entry, that's looking to pay the minimum in order to have access to something really great. But obviously, they have a minimum access because they have to pay every month. They have basically they're paying $35 in my example to have access to the resources I'm giving them for a month. The next month rolls around, they're going to get charged another $35. So it's kind of like an indefinite payment plan, right? That's a good way to look at it because they're really never owning anything. They're just kind of leasing it out or renting it out. All right, guys, there you go. Just to recap today's lesson, a membership or a shared resource-based business is all about creating a low cost of entry for your customers so they can have access to a resource they want at not a lot of money, and they pay you every month for it. So the exchange for you is that you need to make sure that you're making enough money every month. You need to have enough members. So again, we had that example where you're making X amount of dollars for X amount of members. Does that cover your costs and give you enough profit to stay afloat? So that's kind of a bridged or a simplified version of what a membership business is all about. Those are the benefits and the minuses. Just make sure that it makes financial sense for you. Some people really like this because it allows them to grow. One of my final thoughts about this is that if you're going to choose a membership website or membership-based business or whatever it is, this is a long-term business. This is not something you're going to try out and let go later on. This is something you need to kind of think about, where is this going to be in 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years from now? Because it takes a while to build that, you know, critical mass of members. So don't think of it as something that, oh, I'm going to like strike rich after the first day or after the first month. It's a slow process and allow it to manifest itself, you know, set that expectation for yourself. All right, guys, that's it for this lesson. If you want to show us some love and your appreciation, you could support the show by leaving us an iTunes rating and review. All our listeners that leave a rating and review enter a weekly draw, and you can get a free lifetime membership of the $100 MBA every week. Somebody gets a free ride, and on Friday we announce on Free Ride Fridays, who gets the free ride along with their review. So if you don't know how to submit a review on iTunes, it's nice and easily explained to you on our website at 100mba.net/show, and you can check out those clear instructions over there. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. We're really pumped to be producing these episodes every single day of the week. If you want to learn more about what we do at the $100 MBA, you can visit 100mba.net. Until next time, guys, just keep on going. Don't quit. You can make this happen. See you later, guys. Bye.